What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll be at Pickles Pub, me, Ryan, and Joe LaCroix starting at 6 for BBT, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. First time in a couple of weeks. Mm. And you and I haven't done a BBT down there in what? I was wearing a tank top, from what I remember.
It was, and the Orioles were still over 500 back. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
It feels so long. I'm excited. Friday nights down at Pickles is a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a little double dip for you and I, Bob.
Yeah, so we'll make it happen. And granted, the Orioles are out of it, so are the A's. Orioles are actually ahead of the A's in the standings, but Ryan Mountcastle could be making his return to the lineup, and we'll be following along. Tony Manzalino meets with the media at 4. Following along with the roster moves are going to be. But Mountcastle, Ryan started to percolate a little bit with the power numbers, most importantly, with the Tides. He's going to come up tonight because 2 weeks ago, Manzalino said he'd be up in Philly. Obviously, that didn't happen coming back from the hammy. He returns to the lineup. Question is, in what capacity and how this impacts Kobe Mayo, who we're now all excited to see, especially based on his recent run of success, his last game. He looked like Ryan Mountcastle from 3 years ago.
Yeah, I think that Kobe Mayo needs to play. He's got to get his reps. And I'm not saying that Kobe Mayo has to play every single game, but if you're playing 6 games in a week, I'd like to see Kobe in 5 of them, just to make it clear. Now, I think you can have Mounty play quite a bit too. Like, if you schedule this out correctly, you know, honestly, the Ramon Arias part of the team actually, to me, complicated their roster construction because the Orioles love to have designated DH days for their infielders. And I get it. You want to give guys time, you know, to rest, but I'll argue this. Let them just play the position. You know, at this point, I would love for Jackson to continue to get as many reps at second base. Jordan Westberg to continue to get reps at third. And Gunnar Henderson. And Gunnar doesn't want a DH, but I get the fact you want to protect the player, rest the player. But when Ramon was on the team, Bob, what would happen? You DH Jackson? All right, well, Ramon slots in there. The DH spot's taken up, and that takes away from a guy like Mayo, a guy like Mountcastle. All this could shift, though, upcoming, and that depends on who's coming up in the future.
Right.
Guys like Beavers and Basayo are two names that we're going to continue to watch. But Mounty, people forget how good Mounty can be at the big league level. I think people do forget he has the rookie home run record for the Baltimore Orioles. It hasn't been pretty the last couple of years, and I'd argue more than anything for Mounty, his biggest thing is the mental side. Can he get out of his head? Because, Bob, I have seen a lot of guys hit. I've seen, been around a lot of players where it sounds different and only certain guys can do things. And if we're looking at this team, Gunnar Henderson, probably number one, can do anything with the bat. And I'd make the argument from what I've seen, Ryan Mountcastle can do it too. The problem with Mounty is the mental side and staying healthy hasn't led to results. And I think the Orioles, they're going to have to make a decision on him too, Bob. And this is a big next 2 months for the team.
Now, Mountcastle goes back to first base. Or if Mountcastle, for instance, Ryan and Nolan and you, the listener, he rakes, he becomes possibly a tradable commodity in the offseason because he's already in his arbitration years.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo looks like the future there along with Basayo. Maybe they're, that could be your platoon in 2026 as soon as that. I'd like to see Mayo get a little more adept around the bag defensively here because, you know, Mountcastle's a two-time Gold Glove finalist there.
Yeah, I mean,
and worked his ass off to get to that.
Yeah, Mountie's the better first baseman. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it.
Better athlete too, maybe.
I don't want to take that credit away from Kobe because, you know, he's a good athlete in himself. But if you're looking at Mountie's versatility of coming in as a shortstop when he was drafted, so he has a little bit more of that body type and being used to that system, the versatility. So yeah, I'd probably favor Mountie on that. You know, but the biggest thing is you want to try to get confidence back with these guys. And I am really curious, Bob. I don't know what their plan is going to be for Mountie in the long term moving forward now, just because where the team is right now, you have a lot of question marks. But this goes into what the Orioles, while it's been so great they've won the last couple years, it's also led to this discussion where you still don't know who you want to be in certain spots. And I still don't like platooning. I really don't. I think for certain guys, it makes sense. But for most players, it doesn't. Because you're putting a thought into a hitter's mind that you can't do something. You know, Kyle Stowers was a perfect example of that, where metrics said, okay, well, someone else is better against lefties. So Kyle Stowers didn't play against lefties. Then he's thinking, can I do it? Well, clearly he can. He's doing everything down in Miami. But with guys like Mountie, Mayo, you say Basayo, I would only want to see a platoon if you're trying to keep a guy healthy from doing his other job. Basayo comes up here, right, Bob?
Yeah.
He would not catch every day. So that makes sense. But when we're looking at Mountie and Kobe, I don't know. I don't see – that doesn't make sense to me on a platooning force there. Like, you have to – you're going to have to pick one down the stretch here and ride with that and live with that decision going into 2026.
Now, Basayo, Beavers, both having monster seasons. Mm-hmm. And we've known Basayo is a premier prospect, one of the tops in baseball. Beavers has really come on strong, the power numbers, especially, Ryan, here at 2025. And Nolan and I tried to exercise the term service time from our vocabulary, but it's real.
Yeah.
And August 15th, I believe, is the date where they can maintain their rookie eligibility for 2026. Is that all we're waiting for here as a week from today?
I think so. I do. And first off, I don't blame any team for playing the game. And the game is the business.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're not in it. You can keep rookie status, which could then help you get future compensation. Also gets you more control for these players. Like, everything makes sense to that. But this is also what I hate about that in the game, is because the business side, it's the right move for them to do it. But I'm a big believer, if they're ready, you bring them up. They should be up here. Masayo's ready to be proven at this level. Beavers is ready to get an opportunity to see if he's going to be a part of your equation. You don't want to have in the past years where guys have been crushing in the minor leagues, Bob, but then the team, what happened the last couple of years, you're winning and you don't want to give them runway. This is the runway. This is the runway to see what they can do, and there's opportunity there. So, yeah. I mean, the frustration for me is not at anything with the Orioles making a business decision, because it's the right business decision, 100%. But this is also that's a whole deeper conversation when we talk about the collective bargaining agreement and going towards team control of guys. It's moments like this when you go, is the guy ready? Yes, that should be the only answer, but that's not what teams have to look at.
Ripping it with Ryan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw will come back. Count some dough heading into the weekend. Talk about sports subjects, buy or sell. Talk more about last night's Ravens-Colts preseason opener. Ryan Ripken was watching the game with great interest. Get his thoughts on how Baltimore's starting to shape up. Keaton Mitchell looked really, really good. And then DeJounte Wester, did he win the punt returner job just in one game? American League East report coming up at 1 o'clock. No games last night, but very interesting matchups in the American League East against other teams coming up this weekend. Standings report as well. Oh, by the way, the Orioles, they're not mathematically eliminated, but they've been out of it since like April the 1st or something.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.